more players on teams having friendly bets and stuff like that. Do you guys have any friendly
tiring
countries, you know?
Would you get anything you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah. Family's, my family was here, wife's family was here with the baby and everything, so it was perfect.
Now, what the World Juniors are starting now, you played for Team USA. What does the tournament mean to you?
Well, it's just exciting to watch, to follow, obviously. It's always, you know, you seem like you have somebody from every country that's in it on your team, so it's fun to watch it with each other and have a few friendly wagers on whose country's going to come out on top.
What did it mean for your development?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I remember both of them very well. First one was in Sweden, the year 2000, you know, 99 to 2000. Our U.S. beat Sweden, obviously in Sweden. Quarterfinals, we lost Canada in a bronze medal game in a shootout. It was a great tournament. And my second one was in Russia, and I think we lost to Canada quarterfinals, maybe, I think, because we didn't play in a medal game. But, you know, I remember them both very well. We lost that game 2-1 late. I think Healy scored late. And it's just, you know, it's just an exciting tournament, honor to be a part of.
I remember being that young and kind of thinking that you'd have an NHL career and kind of take that next step. Did any of those thoughts kind of cross your mind?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, we're still, in, you know, for most of the U.S. guys, we're still in college, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of we're out on a break, you know, we just finished exams and we're going, you know, it's a little different. It's not the same mentality as I see now for the Canadian kids here. You see that now, you know, most of the Canadian kids are on that team, end up playing in the NHL very, very shortly afterwards, you know, within 2 years or whatever. With Americans, it's not always been the case. It's a little more like that now. But, you know, you had guys who would be in college for 2 more years or whatever. So it's a little different. You know, in that mentality, most of our guys hadn't been to NHL camps yet, stuff like that. So.
What are you expecting from the Colorado Avalanche?
A lot of speed. You know, we know they're a young team. It's got younger players that play with a lot of speed. They're tough to play in their building. So they'll be coming off a game. We've got to get in there on them as fast as we can and play very similar to the way we played here for the last month, and we should be all right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a long home stretch, one of the longest I've ever had, with just one day really out for the whole month. You know, it was a great chance for us to put up some home wins and put ourselves in position now where we got to play well on the road, get our road record up, and get ourselves in the mix here.